about 10:40 a.m. on this blizzardy morning here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston on this Tuesday, February 27th. It's time for our Valley Talk program, and we have the superintendent of the Crookston Public School District on the line, Randy Burquist. Randy, how are you doing today?
Well, Bo, I was doing very well until I went outside and I got stuck in a vehicle.
Oh.
It's pretty bad out there, so I'm glad we made the call to have no school today. I know it puts a burden on parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I think safety for our students, our staff, and our community is of utmost importance.
No, I agree 100%. I mean, it's I feel like it was an easy choice to make, Ed, looking out there, and especially the vehicles being stuck, and just don't want to have to deal with that for those students and put them in any danger. So very glad that the right decision was made. And well, obviously it was a busy school board meeting yesterday, and I'm sure there's a lot of topics you'd like to discuss.
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to give credit to Ms. Pavlish, the FFA advisor.
Mm-hmm.
She brought six students from the FFA chapter here, and they did a presentation about 15 minutes on the Roberts Rules of Order. And it was very enlightening. I think FFA is a great program for Crookston, for greater Minnesota, and the students did a really nice job. So that started off the meeting on a real positive note. It was great to see the kids interact, and they wore their blue jackets, and they did a fabulous job.
Yeah, no, that's it. It is such a great program, and they've had a lot of success too. I mean, at there's the state levels, and it's in such a great program for the community. It's my mother, in fact, was part of the FFA back when she was a Crookston Central high school graduate back in the day there, and she's very glad that it was brought back, and a lot of the alumni are happy, and it sounds like they'll. Previous members and even non-members of FFA are really coming together to help that program, and they're having a lot of success. So that's again, I read that and I was like, well, that's great. A great way to start the meeting.
Yeah, it sure was. It's a great way to start the meeting. And then a couple other things we had on that I want to point out is we had the current bills in the amount of $2.4 million. Now, somebody might say, geez, what's the deal with that? Well, in the past, before our new business manager took over recently, we didn't include payroll in that, but those $2.4 million are a result of the payroll that we're going to start, you know, showing every month, the payroll for our district. And some of that also includes the Highland Project. it's not a secret. Excuse me, Bo, the Highland Project is a little behind. The bills are coming in from December and January, so we're getting those paid off. Plus, we made payments on our bond, so that's the reason why the bills were extremely high this past or during this board meeting presentation last night. Another thing that was approved last night is every year school districts have to approve a seniority list, and that includes all the teachers. And so, you know, for example, if I was a teacher and I started teaching in August 30th, 1996, for example, it'll just show exactly where I was, what was the date I started. The union has an opportunity to look at the seniority list, but the school board approves that every year.
Okay.
Just so that there's no discrepancy down the road if anything needs to happen or anybody says, well, gosh, I thought I started 1995 instead of 1996. So.
Okay, yeah, well, especially as the years go on, yeah, it gets a little gray, a little fuzzy on when you start there, so that is good to know that, yeah, there's no, as you said, issues or, you know, discrepancies there, so that's good.
Sure. So some other things, excuse me, but we had a huge amount of donations. if I could just read them real quick.
Yeah.
$504 from the Crookston Baseball Association for Boys Baseball, $11,000 and some change from the June Shaver Endowment for CHS Healthcare Scholarships, $1,916 a grant from the Minnesota State High School League Foundation for Athletics, amount of $1,451 from the Red River Valley Co-op Power Association for Dollars for Scholars donation, an anonymous donation in the amount of $10,000 to be used for the new athletic complex scoreboard, grant in the amount of $820 and from June Shaver Endowment for CHS Drama Club. June Shaver, $3,300 for another one for the CHS Drama Club. June Shaver Endowment for CHS Healthcare Scholarships in the amount of $2,700, $800 from the Ralph Engelstad Arena, the girls' hockey program, they worked it, a donation amount of $1,826 from the Crookston Wrestling Club, and the amount of $10,790 from the Crookston Geo Volleyball Club for the Geo Volleyball program.
Wow.
I'm just amazed, Bo, how much this community and the individuals and organizations donate back to school programs. I'm just amazed. I told that to Chris last night, Crispy, after the meeting, that I've been in a lot of schools, Bo, and this community for some reason tops it all. And I'm not just saying that. It tops it all for donations and grants back to students and the programs here at Crookston. So that's a huge credit to this community.
Yeah, I mean, it's growing up here, it's something that, I didn't really realize when I was growing up going to school at Crookston High School, but now looking back and seeing all that, we are very lucky to have individuals and, as you said, organizations, businesses, I mean, whole bunch of different types of, donations coming through and grants. So, yeah, we're very, very lucky, very fortunate here at Crookston for sure. So always good to give them shine the light.
Yeah, and actually, Bo, the amounts of last night's meeting are probably more – the total amount of last night's meeting mm-hmm. is probably more than some school districts get in a year.
Wow.
So I can't stress that enough. I want to just thank all those organizations and those businesses and those individuals to give back to our students here at Crookston. Our students are our future. And we want to make sure that they have everything necessary to succeed in whatever endeavor they choose after they leave Crookston schools.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. I mean, that's the thing. It's just giving back to make sure, as you said, the future's bright. It's a very, very cool to see. So, yeah, I mean, and what else would you like to discuss on today's topics?
Well, there's also the school board approved the second reading of Policy 801.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that last month. So the MSBA, Minnesota School Boards Association, has policies that they recommend to school districts. And school districts look at the policies, and they can decide if they want to enact those policies or not. Most school districts enact the policies that the Minnesota School Boards Association sets forth. And this policy, 801, had a second reading, and all policies need to have a second reading before they are enacted in the school district. And this policy, basically, it's equal rights or equal access to school buildings. What this means, Bo, is that an organization or an entity or an individual wants to utilize the school after school hours, they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to fill out proper paperwork through the principals, through the offices. You know, if they want to have a meeting at 3:30, that's great. You know, student groups are a good example.
Yep.
These organizations and student groups, they're not school-sponsored or school-led. However, if we have a student that wants to start a activity or club, for example,
mm-hmm.
and they want to say, I want to use the room at 4:00 to 5:00 for a meeting. That's great. They got to fill out the correct paperwork. It will not be school sponsored. It's student sponsored, student led. However, you know, we're not going to just let students come to a classroom and say, hey, I want to have a meeting from 4 to 5 without some sort of supervision.
Yeah.
So basically the second reading of Policy 801 just states that groups and students and organizations have procedures that they have to follow if they want to use the school building for activities or meetings after school hours.
Okay. I mean, seems pretty straightforward, but it's just something that needs to be done and just kind of the dot those I's and cross the T's, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
I don't say anything else.
Are you still there, Bo?
Yeah, we're still here, yeah. So I was just going to ask you, I mean, I was one of the things on the agenda that you accomplished last night. Anything else that you'd like to discuss about either what happened at the meeting last night or just in general?
Well, I want to tell you, we the school board did approve, you know, signing the agreement to purchase the scoreboard for mm-hmm. the multi-use facility. And I've said this before, and I want to reiterate this.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no public school funds utilized for the purchase of this scoreboard. Mr. Lebarski, athletic director, activities director, myself, and other individuals are raising money to offset the cost of this. So the lease agreement was approved last night by the school board. Again, we're not going to use public school funding for that.
Yep.
It's going to be used for donations. We're going to take a lease out for 5 years and have the donations have it paid off in 5 years. So just want to mention that because I know some people probably are thinking, well, we're going to spend all that money on a scoreboard and what about this and that? Well,
yep.
We are not using public school funding for that. And if people have questions, they can come in and see myself or our business manager, Blake Stoltman. Otherwise, that's all I have about last night's meeting, but I do want to mention, Bo, I take the calling of school off very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a decision I make lightly. And I made this call last night.
Yep.
And I know some people would have said, oh, geez, that was too early. It was too late. But I did it last night because I wanted parents to have an opportunity to, you know, get snow homes for their kids, especially
yep.
the youngest ones.
Yeah.
And I want to mention, too, Bo, that I'm not always going to make the right or best decision on a school closing. However, with the information I have at the time,
mm-hmm.
I will try to do what I can. I've been watching the storm system for 4 days, and I work with other entities, Polk County, mm-hmm. law enforcement, and other superintendents from neighboring schools. And we started communicating last night. Actually, I was communicating while I was at the band concert. And the band concert last night, fabulous job by the music teachers and the students, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want everybody to know I will try to make the best decision I can. I know how much of a pain it is for parents.
Yep.
And I did not. I wanted to have the call earlier rather than late this morning because I know a lot of schools went 2 hours late this morning
mm-hmm.
and then eventually changed it. I thought that I don't like doing that because it just puts added stress on parents and students. So made the call today. It was the right one, I guess. Hopefully I'll continue to make the right calls, but I always want safety for our students, our staff, and our community first. So
yeah.
That's pretty much all I had, Bo, unless you have any questions or
well, I was just going to say I appreciate it too, Randy, because my job is a little frantic, a little busy on these days with all these announcements coming in. So I appreciated seeing that last night saying, okay, good. They're not going to change their mind. And again, they go from 2 hours late to closing this morning. So that was a load off my shoulders. I appreciate that. But also just wanted to say too, on the scoreboard on our story, we have a rendering of what the scoreboard might look like. And it looks really just, it looks like it's going to be a bang out of the park. I mean, it's going to be amazing. Just really cool there. So you can check that out on the school board story. And again, if there's any information that you missed in this interview that you, for our listeners, you can, again, read our story and listen to the news. Obviously, we have, we'll be reading that again later on here. But we really appreciate your time, Randy. And even though, again, you weren't able to make it in person, we greatly appreciate you, the phone call and just, again, getting more information to our listeners as much as you can. And again, thanks for making the right call this time. And as you said, you know, you're not perfect, but at least you're thinking of student safety first and foremost. So,
Well, I appreciate, Bo, and I appreciate all the information that Carol X does for providing information for our community and our school district. Thanks very much, Bo, and hopefully we'll see you next month in person.
Hopefully, Randy. All right. Well, thank you. You have
you
a good
have
rest
a
of your day.
Day.
Yeah,
thanks. Everybody be safe, too, out there.
Yes, I agree. Thank you, Randy. But once again, that was Superintendent Randy Berquist of the Crookston Public School District here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston.